is living well. Good morning, Dr. Cheryl Wilson. How are you?
Yeah, doing great, Anthony. Thanks for asking.
Now, we're going to talk about Health Star ratings, but first I want you to share a little story that we have in common in relation to a couple of pen pals on opposite sides of the world that had their first meeting with some modern technology. Just quickly tell us about it.
Oh, you're going to bring a tear to my eye again. So, as much as we felt we've been in a lockdown down here, I've got my parents back in Canada, I mean, in an aged care facility, my mom hadn't moved out of her little apartment, which is a wee little thing, for over 18 months, and she was getting very lonely. And I have the extreme pleasure to know your grandmother, Frog.
Granny Frog.
And I call your mother and your grandmother the dynamic duo. So they have great energy, great sense of humor, and I'm always love seeing them. And so Frog and I just yarn away. And I don't know what. I just, at one point, somewhere along the line, we got talking about something probably family-wise, and I said, did you want to mail to my mom, be pen pals? And I've been lucky to be on either side. When I call my mom via FaceTime, she's always, I won't say your grandma's going to call Frogs this, Frogs that. I got this, and I've let her know I put it in the mail. And they're very, and both your grandmother's enthusiastic, too. So when she came in this past week, I looked at the time on the clock, and I thought, oh, Mom should still be up, because the key thing was your grandmother wanted to know if my mother saw the wedding photos, Anthony.
That's
and
right,
saw how
yes.
handsome her grandson can look. And, yes, so I just sprung it on them both because I wasn't even thinking of it. And, yes, I mean, between the three of us, there wasn't a dry eye, and it was just such a pleasure with technology so that they could finally meet. They've become good friends, and that's so important. I've yarned on about how the quality of good relationships in our lives affect all aspects of our health and well-being, and those two are certainly living proof. So they're good medicine for each other.
It's just amazing, too, like to have a pen pal in this day and age. It's sort of unheard of, and then they get to meet face-to-face on the old FaceTime. So that would have been certainly a great moment. Thank you
it
for
is.
Doing that. You made everybody's day. That was a nice gesture. All right, now, Health Star ratings.
Health Star ratings, yes. So I've been doing an article. I've been asked by the Australasian Society of Lifestyle Medicine to write up an article. So I've reviewed Health Stars, and they've made some changes. So if you go onto the website, you can get much more information than you could a couple of years ago. And a Health Star rating are those little stars that are on the front of the package, and they were developed as a collaborative process for a whole bunch of state and government stuff that I won't go into. And there's a specific calculator to figure this out, and it's voluntary. So not all food, nobody has to put this on there. So being voluntary isn't the best because there's a lot of unhealthy foods out there that will not put the stars on, of course, so that they don't show their obvious unhealthiness. And as much as they say that it is a simple rating from a half star to five stars to compare similarly packaged foods at a glance, they then go on to say that they know that the rating system like this is complex and there is no perfect solution. So it is a bit more complex than we expect. One of the major things is that fresh fruit and veg, until recently, didn't have stars. So luckily now, they get the five stars they rightfully deserve, but there's no way place to tack them on. But we can have the stars next to the fresh fruit and veg. So I would encourage all the grocery stores that are listening to us to get those stars out there. So when people walk in, they see that big banner of five stars over top of the fruit and veg. And the other thing is, all these foods are put into six categories. So when I pick up one packaged food and look at the rating, and I pick up another food, they may not be in the same category, and their star rating may not equate to the same amount of healthiness to each other. And they aren't intuitive categories, really. There's non-dairy beverages, which actually has jellies in it. That's just, you'd think of jellies and beverages in the same. And then we've got milk and dairy beverages and foods. And the thing with those is they actually have subcategories. And one of them is you have to have calcium greater than 320 milligrams per 100 grams and then less than the other one. Can't say I've ever picked up a cheese and known how many milligrams of calcium are in 100 grams to be able to tell whether I'm comparing two cheeses in the same category. Category two is everything that isn't in the other categories. So that could be anything and everything. It just leaves a hodgepodge of you have no idea what you should be comparing it with. And as I said, they're not intuitive. I think we've mentioned before that orange juice is in the category with Coca-Cola, not orange. So that doesn't, I wouldn't have thought of that. The other bit that's really important is single ingredient foods are not aren't allowed to have the stars on them. So we can't tell if something like some flour and things like that, we can't look at the different flours and find out which is the healthier option. And when they don't put health stars on baby and children's food, and this one I am super passionate about. I mean, this is a massive omission in my view. And if you go onto the Health Star Rating website and contact them, they are lovely people, and they want to hear from you what your concern is, and I've contacted them about this. Parents are busy. They love their children. They want the best for their children. There's no more important time than when babies and children are growing their brains and their bodies, and they need to have the healthiest foods. They do not need a custard paste in a squeezy bottle. That needs to be glaringly obvious when a busy parent comes in, and within a couple of seconds they should be able to look and say, that custard is unhealthy for my child and that one over there is healthy, so that they can quickly make a decision, not go on a website and spend a few hours going down the rabbit hole trying to figure out how to interpret it. Because we actually, you know, if we do give our child or baby something like a custard high in fat and sugar, they will not be hungry for the healthy foods that actually have the nutrients they need. The other thing is we now have a new eating disorder, as if we needed a new one, which is a food texture aversion. So when little ones are fed this sweet, fatty paste, which of course is just like eating ice cream or any other junk food, they will go to heck with the broccoli, to heck with the apple, I'll just eat the paste. And now we have children growing up who don't want to eat real food because they got introduced the crappy stuff, and of course their taste buds prefer that. And of course that has repercussions across the board with nutrition. Now there's more to this, so I'm going to stop now because we had that wonderful conversation about my mom and your grandmother. And I can talk a little bit more about Health Stars next week. How's that sound?
All right, let's lock it in after 8:30 next Friday morning. We'll polish it off.